fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're celebrating. Tonight begins the Holy Triduum, this amazing liturgical heart of the church year. We begin tonight to dial into, at a very high level, the Passion of our Lord. Beginning tonight, well, really, this day is unique. The whole day is unique in the church each year, because today's the Chrism Mass is this morning. Every diocese in the world, all the priests gather with the bishop who's a descendant of the apostles, who's in the line of the apostles, given the authority by Christ to shepherd the church, to govern and rule and guide the church, and to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to defend that gospel, to make sure that that gospel remains pure and clear and is proclaimed and given out for the salvation of the world, the good news of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as the priests gather throughout the world and representatives of the community of the church within the diocese from every parish come together as a sign of the real unity that exists between everyone who's baptized into Christ and Jesus himself, who's the head of a new body, of a new people that he's saving, his people on earth, broken, sinful, yet united to him. We're clay pots, the scriptures describe us. We're not yet perfected, but we're on the way to perfection. We're united to the one who is perfect, Jesus Christ, and who by his own power will cleanse and protect us. He's the one priest. And every bishop who's first a priest, and every priest is ordained into and participate in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. The whole world, every priest, the tens of thousands of priests throughout the world, there's one priest, Jesus Christ. And every one of these men are ordained, are anointed by the Holy Spirit. They're configured to the person of Jesus. For what reason? To bring to us the means of grace, the power of the Spirit through the sacraments that Jesus Christ himself has given to the world, given to the church for the salvation of the world. And at the heart of it, the apex of it, the foundation of it, what flows is the offering of Christ's sacrifice in the Eucharist. Today, at the Chrism Mass, when the priests and representatives from parishes meet with the bishop, he will anoint the oils, the holy oils that will be taken back to each parish and be used for anointing and baptism and confirmation and in the holy orders and the rest of it. So we're united in one body and one spirit. The oil is also symbolic of the reality of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, who also commissions, then from the Chrism Mass, again, from the authority of the bishop who stands in a particular way in the person of Jesus Christ, he sends us back to engage in the mission of Jesus Christ in the power of his Spirit under the authority that Christ himself has established in the earth. That's what it's all about. And then tonight, each priest will participate in remembering the Lord's Supper, the new covenant established in the blood of Jesus, the liturgy, the Eucharist, the first one there, as Jesus celebrated the Passover meal with his brethren in the upper room. And tonight, we will remember the fundamental truths that I think are described most beautifully in the letter to the Hebrews that I've been touching on all this week, because it's a teaching on how Jesus is the fulfillment of all the anticipation, prophetic anticipation. He's the fulfillment of the liturgy, you might say, of the people of Israel, in the offering of the sacrifice on the Day of Atonement, the one time a year when the high priest entered into the Holy of Holies, that central place where the tabernacle, the mercy seat of God, where God dwelt, the holiest place on earth. He once a year went into that holy place and offered a sacrifice, the sprinkling of the blood of lambs and goats, sacrifices being offered for the sin of the people of Israel. And in the outer court, the outer tabernacle there, outside the Holy of Holies, is a place where daily priests offered sacrifice. And the writer to the Hebrews helps us understand and see the mystery of God's plan, that what was happening in Israel was pointing towards something else, towards sacrifice, toward offering to God, to offering right worship to God, to finding cleansing for our sin. All of it points to what we need. We want to be able to enter God's presence, to be united to God, to enter someday into that holy place of being united to God, but we can't because sin separates us. And so a sacrifice for sin must be made. But the writer of the Hebrews in chapter 9 tells us the gifts and sacrifices that are offered in the temple cannot perfect our conscience. They cannot cleanse us. The blood of goats, the blood of lambs, they're simply a type pointing toward the one sacrifice that does cleanse us all. It's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb of God, John the Baptist told us, who's come to take away the sin of the world. How has he done that? He's done it through the shedding of his blood, by making himself an offering for sin, for your sin and my sin. And he's done it once. A couple of the passages I love to read. I love to read at this time of the year. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24, 25. For Christ has entered, not into the sanctuary made with hands, not a temple here on earth, a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as a high priest enters in the holy place and does it every year. The writer of Hebrews is showing us a contrast between the regular offering of sacrifices of the lambs and the goats is replaced by the one holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And the many priests who are offering sacrifices, hoping to cleanse the people, are replaced by the one priest, Jesus Christ, who himself is both the high priest who makes the offering, but himself is the offering. He's the high priest who, on our behalf, comes into the Father's presence and gives to the Father a pleasing offering for our sake, so that right worship can be given to God out of a right relationship with God, the right unity with God, from an offering that is holy and acceptable and beautiful in God's sight. The blood of lambs and goats is not enough. It's simply a foreshadowing, a type. As I read earlier in the week, the reading goes on, chapter 9, but as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. That's the essence. To put away sin through the sacrifice of himself. And notice the writer's telling us he appeared once for all. Later in chapter 10, he'll say, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. There was one sacrifice that saves us. This is important for us to see as we remember the gift of the priesthood today. And as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, and friends, I just want to encourage you. I know life is busy. There's a lot going on. Every day there's things clamoring, you know, for our attention and our time and things we feel responsible for. Lock in the next 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Walk with the church through its vigil, beginning tonight, Holy Thursday, and then into Good Friday. Go with Jesus to Calvary. Walk with Jesus to Calvary. Sit with him as he's in the tomb. Allow the Holy Spirit to be there, and let's celebrate together his resurrection. Let's be the people of God. And here, the priests, people can ask the question, well, you know, people accuse the Catholic Church sometimes, some of our Protestant brethren who misunderstand, who say that the Catholic Church teaches that Jesus is being sacrificed over and over and over again, and it contradicts this passage from Hebrews that said he came once to become a sacrifice for sin, and he was a single sacrifice for sin. The church absolutely knows that. There's one priest, there's one sacrifice. And those who are ordained priests are ordained by the power of Jesus Christ to share in his priesthood, to offer the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ that saves the world, and that feeds the people of God and leads us to the Father. The Eucharist is our being united to the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary that happened one time, and to be united with him now at the right hand of the Father in glory. We're participating in that Eucharist. It means thanksgiving. It's a thanksgiving offering to God. It's an offering to God of the life of Jesus, who gives it to the Father for all eternity. And he makes it possible for us to enter into his offering by uniting each one of us who comes willing, with an open heart, repentant, humble, bowing down before the holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He makes it possible for us because he became one of us and shares our flesh, and he gives to us the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He makes it possible for us to be able to share in his one offering to the Father. We're made pure. We can enter the holy place, friends, because we're in the Holy One, Jesus Christ. We can offer right sacrifice to God. What is the sacrifice the Father most loved? Is the sacrifice of his Son. That act of love by which Christ offered to the Father what belongs to him. He's the faithful Son who gave to the Father what belongs to the Father. Absolute obedience, trust, surrender, and abandonment to him. And it's in the Eucharist that we touch it every time we go. And it's the priest who stands, not by his power. He doesn't save us. Christ saves us. And he's a broken, sinful man, just like you who are listening. He's a weak human being. But by the grace of Jesus Christ, by the power of Jesus Christ, he stands in the person of Jesus Christ, the one who offers the sacrifice. And it's Jesus who gives him permission, gives him power in the Holy Spirit to make present the one sacrifice that saves the world, that Jesus will offer for all eternity to the Father. It's such a beautiful, precious thing. It's very easy for us, brothers and sisters, to kind of look by it. Maybe someone's plugged in today, you just happen to turn on the radio and you don't know what I'm talking about. And you feel like, what is he saying? Friends, in a nutshell, I'm saying that God sent his Son into the world, Jesus Christ. And this is what we believe, the heart of what we believe. Jesus came to die. Jesus came to become a sacrifice. Jesus came to take away sin, which resides in every human heart. And what is sin? It's the refusal of God. It's my will be done, not anybody else's will be done, not even God's will be done. It's that resistance to God that seeks to suppress God and to deny God's reign and power and authority that dominates the human heart. That's a sin. That's the sin sickness that we have. And Jesus came to become one of us. God's Son came, literally, and was born of a virgin and took on human flesh. And he walked this earth. And every day he was on it, he gave to God what belonged to God. He didn't resist. He didn't deny God what belongs to him. He was a faithful son. And in the end, the ultimate thing he did for us is he became a sacrifice. His offering to the Father of his death on a cross took away my sin and the sin of all who say yes to him and repent of their sin. This is a season of salvation and of the victory of Jesus Christ over the world, the flesh, and the devil. God bless you. Have a wonderful Triduum.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.